Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Iznanski back with us this morning, just out of the hospital. So remember we talked with Niz, Eric, a couple of weeks ago?
Yes.
He was having some pain in his abdominal region.
Mm-hmm. Then I called Vinny. I wanted to see it. But I was at like a level of like 3 out of 10. Bad news is I'm still at like a level 3 out of 10.
So on the front end of that, you heard Niz say, so I called Vinny. Which, Niz, I guess we now know you should probably never do for advice on internal medicine.
Yeah, I mean there is some good out of our phone conversation though, which I can explain a little bit. But yeah, things escalated big time for me. In fact, last week as I was speaking to you guys, I didn't want to hijack the show. I didn't want to go crazy, but I was scrambling and getting ready to go to the ER. I was that pain that I described that was a 3 was getting up there to more like probably an 8 or 9, and I had a very feverish night, and it all coupled to, yeah, it ended up being my appendix after all.
Well, I'm certainly glad you came on the phone with us last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, really. That was important. That was
very important.
Make sure you honored the hit, yeah.
It was, and I played it like, you know, we had important duties to discuss, yeah, just fought right on through, but yeah, so... So, like, long story short, guys, like, my appendix, which when I mentioned, you know, over a month ago, you know, probably started to get infected, and it just never really got painful for me. It was just kind of a little thing that I had noticed. So moral of the story, like, trust your body. If it's something that you do feel that is different, even if it is a smaller pain, like I felt like, trust your body, know that it's different, and maybe be a little bit more proactive. So since I didn't go that route, my appendix eventually ruptured, and I found myself in a much bigger situation. However, since Vinny gave me such great advice that it wasn't an appendix, and this took such a long period of time to get me to rupture, my body and my appendix, like, formed this protective layer. Well, I don't know if it was intended to protect, but it formed a layer, this, like, sack around itself. Let's call it a shield. That sounds
better. Okay, yeah, built its own shield.
Yeah, so that when it did rupture, all the bad stuff, the infection that really can be pretty serious and dangerous, you can get sepsis and stuff, actually contained itself into this sac that it formed. So the good in that is the infection didn't spread as bad as like into my blood, and into that can happen and can get really, really serious. But what I find myself is with this bigger infected mass in me that they're not willing to take out for at least 6 weeks, and they have to knock it down with serious antibiotics.
Yeah.
I'm administering myself from home through an IV. I have a PICC line, they call it, that goes straight to my heart that starts like by my armpit that I administer antibiotics through.
Wow.
I have a drain in right now that they're draining this mass. So I have a long ways to go, but things are looking up. I got blood work done yesterday. It looked a lot better. I mean, my white blood cell counts were through the roof, which is an indication that your body's fighting an infection, you know, a bad infection. So yeah, things got pretty rough there for a while, but I am on the up. The plan is 6 weeks from now, finally they can remove that mass. Hopefully not all 6 weeks do I have a drain in it. I'm hoping that leaves soon. I'm hoping eventually I can maybe take an oral antibiotic, but yeah.
Man, brother.
It's been a wild ride. Hey, Vinny, here's another thing. How about this guy here? Remember me where I used to be the guy who would pass out when we had a biometric screening and they would prick your finger and there'd be a little bit of blood.
No
Remember
kidding.
That guy?
Yes.
Now, big boy has grown up here. I'm administering my own antibiotics through an IV and it's doing wonderfully.
No pain, and he's either Wolverine or Deadpool. I mean,
wow,
seriously.
Very nice.
You are such a banner.
Well, I appreciate you being open and sharing it with us, Niz, and obviously glad that you're, you know, I mean, I know you got a road in front of you, but glad this was not a worse outcome for you.
Totally. I'm just thrilled to be out of the hospital. Some people are like, why the hell are you working? And I'm like, well, I'm like not necessarily building skyscrapers here or like I-43 or anything. I'm sitting in front of a computer and predicting the weather. And it makes me happy that I'm able to carry on with my day somewhat. So I'm going to do that. Obviously, I got some limitations. I won't be as, you know, maybe out and about with the storm chaser for a while, but it makes me happy to be at work, and I'm going to do it if I can.
All right, my friend. Continue to be well. Keep us updated.
All right. See you guys later.
In my defense, Niz also did go to urgent care, and they told him the same thing. Like, no, dude, if it were your appendix, like, you'd be in a lot
it's
more pain than what we're seeing.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Only take a little bit of blame.
Yes.